Good morning, welcome to, no, good afternoon, welcome to the FDS Bet Slip Friday, the 23rd of July. How are we all? Good. Right, big weekend, isn't it? Football starts, Bundesliga, Belgian, Bundesliga 2, Belgian Premier League. Those of you on Ultimate, I have done everything and sent it out. I'm sure you're aware, but just in case you haven't checked emails on things, everything is done. Any issues, drop me an email. I am on RE duty this afternoon, but I will do what I can when I can, and I'll be back. I can check things this evening as well. Beginner and half-time CS, getting questions about those. Beginner August the 1st onwards, and half-time CS will be pretty much, again, August as and when games qualify. They'll get posted in the members area, and anybody who wants the bot for that will talk to you then when they start up. Tried to derail me this morning, the people. He's got the right name, to be fair. Tried to derail me. 8 o'clock I get the Betfair prices. 8:34 in the Telegram group. Vulture Squad. See, right name, picking on scraps. Dropping in about Harry Kane going to Man City for 160 million. You're not the first vulture, you're not the first son. I'd seen the old, had numerous notes about it and DMs and texts and copies of the Sun headline or whatever it was. I think, I don't know, is he going to go? I've no idea. Oh, Man City really going to pay 160 million and give him 400 grand a week? I'm sure they pay those wages. I mean, I'll be honest, if that's what happens, that's what happens. I don't get too emotional about these things. Obviously, I think, are Spurs going to be worse off without him? Yeah, you've got to weigh up the finances for Spurs of replacing him. You know, ultimately, he'd probably go for 100 million next year, so you're going to get, what, an extra 60 million? Can you replace him for that 60 million? That's the sort of maths of it, really. It's all very well people saying, oh yeah, you can have a full rebuild, you've still got to find someone to replace him and score goals for you. But can you turn down under? I mean, it's a phenomenal amount of money. And, you know, if City are going to spend 160 million on Kane and reported 100 million on Grealish, you know, I've said for a long time, the game's gone. We're just getting to levels now. And you've got a club, a fantastic football club with a fantastic football history like Barcelona, asking their players to take a pay cut, can't pay their players, have signed players that they can't get authorised to play. You know, that's why there was so much desperation over this Super League. It's absolute madness, absolute mental madness. And if City are going to pay that money, you know, what, you're starting to get to the point, what's the point of it all, aren't you? You know, just silly. They're footballers at the end of the day, getting super, super, super rich. Nobody needs that money. Football clubs just buying their way to titles. I tell you, I'd fallen out of love with it. It's a great betting medium, but, you know, I don't expect Spurs to do anything. I think Spurs are going to be bang average for a number of years, probably forever, to be fair. And the gap will just widen if this is what's going to go on. If these clubs can go out and spend that, the fair play thing never seemed to make much difference. So it's nonsense. So you didn't really upset me, Vulture. I was only joking, son. It's one of those things. That's the game we're in, isn't it? It's just all a bit nonsense these days. I see Phil Neville. See, Phil Neville is, when he was manager of the old England women's team, everyone hailing what a great guy. He's been found out in USC. That's the Southgate. It's the Southgate thing. It's exactly the same. Exactly the same. Absolute frauds. What else have we got? Oh, Boris got called a liar yesterday. Fair play to that woman in Parliament. I think it's absolutely archaic and absurd that these people, particularly that blonde-haired buffoon, and that is what he is. I'm not having any, don't care what anybody says. He is a hideous, odious, lying creature. Can stand up and just repeatedly lie. And there's no denying it. It is repeated lie after lie after lie. And he can do it in the House of Parliament, and the archaic rules, you can't call them a liar. And you can't call them drunks. You can walk in there absolutely fucking paralytic and nobody can say you're drunk. I mean, it's just archaic nonsense, isn't it? The whole institution really needs burning to the ground and starting again, doesn't it, when you, the more you hear about it. But fair play to her. You know, it's one person, it's a small stand, but I just think it's great stuff like that, that, you know, it won't, in all honesty, it won't make a blind bit of difference. It won't make a blind bit of difference to him, because he is a hideous man. He's not going to suddenly go, oh, I'll change my ways. He's just a disgusting, vile human being. Yeah, but I thought fair play. At least somebody does stand up and get it on the record that he is an odious liar. But I thought it was quite entertaining. Right, I'm not going to lie. I'm absolutely knackered. So I'm going to leave you be. I'll probably have some bets tomorrow. Obviously, now Ultimate started. Hopefully, there's no problems. I don't think there are. I've not had a sudden onslaught of emails saying this is wrong. So hopefully that's all off and running. And then I know that process off by heart. There won't be any problems to solve. So I can move my time into... I do apologise. Didn't get a chance to do summer school yesterday. But I'll do two contents probably next week. And we can get into the start of the season. Start making some videos on how to help people with other bits and pieces. Get trading, get the full game, and off we go again. Looking forward to it. I had a meeting yesterday, a lovely meeting yesterday, and I walked into this hotel with my laptop and another screen under my arm, and I showed someone for the first time ever, showed them everything I do. Everything. I sat and went through everything that I do, and I think they just wanted to beat me up at the end. They just... I couldn't quite get round it all, but yeah, it was very, very good. Very enjoyed it a lot. But I do realise I did a hell of a lot. But yeah, they kind of looked at me and went, "No wonder. I don't know anybody else who operates like that." But I'm going to streamline. I'm a machine. There, Clooney the machine. Right, I'm going to leave you guys to it. Have a lovely Friday. Enjoy your afternoon. I'm going to go and get beaten up by a 15-month-old now for the next 4 or 5 hours, and I will check emails and things periodically through the afternoon, and I'll fire my laptop up this evening and have a look to see if anything needs dealing with. But hopefully, fingers crossed, we have no problems. Good luck with your bets this weekend, and I'll be back tomorrow. I'll have a look at the games that are on tomorrow as we've got these leagues starting up and see if there's any good bets for the day. So I'll be back with you for a short one tomorrow morning. Have a lovely Friday, and I'll speak to you then.